فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani. Please stay tuned.
در یه روایتی از علی علیه السلام فرماید الصبر اما علی المصیبه.
There is a narration which quotes Imam Ali alayhi salam stating patience is required with respect to three things: grief and calamity, obedience to Allah, and abstaining from sins, of which the third one is of higher priority than the first two. Patience with respect to obeying Allah involves the obligatory acts, the wajibat. Patience with respect to refraining from disobeying Allah means not committing the prohibited acts or muharramat. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say that the third type of patience is of utmost importance. Why? It lays the foundation of the other two. In other words, Allah only accepts the obligatory acts of those individuals who are not disobedient to Him, meaning the ones who refrain from committing sins. The Holy Quran states, Allah only accepts from the God-very. Who are the God-very? They are those who do not disobey Allah. Therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam states that this third type of patience, which is refraining from Allah's disobedience, is of higher priority than the first two types. If one does not refrain from committing sins, his obligatory acts are not accepted either. There is yet another narration which quotes Imam Ali alayhi salam as saying, "The greatest and most rewarding type of patience is the one practiced with respect to the things which you love and hold dear. Now we come to the matters which deal with the heart. That type of patience is the greatest, which pertains to those things to which one is strongly attached."
دل کندن صبر میخواد. دل کندن.
What does this mean? It means forsaking something to which you are attached requires great patience. So in general, we conclude that God-weariness or piety, taqwa, builds the foundation of all the levels of spirituality. This is the case, whether it is general or specific piety. General piety means the kind which is extrinsic in nature, and specific piety means the kind which is intrinsic in nature, such as not feeling jealous of others or proud of oneself, and so on and so forth. Therefore, for us humans, being to be pious is Allah's ultimate request from us. Allah only wants one thing from us, and that is taqwa, piety, with its most basic level being the one with respect to the bodily actions and pleasures of the flesh. Then comes the levels of piety that pertain to the soul, the heart, and the other higher levels of it. So piety is what Allah wants from us. There is one narration which quotes Imam Ali alayhi salam as saying, "Piety of Allah's servants pleases him more than anything else, and it is Allah's ultimate wish for his creation." The last thing Allah wants from us, the ultimate thing which Allah wishes for us to have, is piety. This is what he wants from his servants. This is the one wish he has for his creation. It must also be noted that piety itself is inseparable from patience. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulema's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. In another episode, God bless you all and fi amanillah.